It's time to go into the coach's box with thanks to TC Boxes. Quality built trays, canopies and toolboxes. Head to tcboxes.com.au.
It's a run home with Jules and Fletch. Speaking of the Dogs, they've got a new coach, interim coach Mick Potter confirmed today. It's good for them, though, to have a legend back at the club.
Well, that and the fact that they've got a guy who has experience coaching first grade, I gather they wanted to get away from the assistant coaches and just let them concentrate on their job, which I don't mind because usually they get someone within the club, like an assistant, David Ferner is there, but I like what they've done here. Mick was coaching Mounties, I think. A fresh new take on the way the game the Bulldogs can play. And by all reports, he's a fun coach, which is what you need. When you're 2 from 9 or 2 from 10, whatever they are, you need to change it up a little bit. And I think this is a good appointment because we know it's not... I mean, if he has a stormer of a year and they can become really competitive and maybe knock on the door of the eight, he's a chance of continuing his career, which was obviously cut short there at the Tigers.
And he doesn't mind playing a bit of attacking footy either, does he?
Well, they need to change it up. Yeah. Joel and I were speaking yesterday about having the Walker boys, who coached up there, Ben and Shane, who coached up in Ipswich, where their whole philosophy is keep the ball away from the opposition. I went and watched the game once and they literally, one of their centres ran backwards because they needed to keep the ball for a certain amount of time. It's all about ball in play with when you've got it. And it was unusual, but they ended up winning the competition.
It's effective, right? Do you think somebody...
It's effective,
though,
at that level.
Correct, but do you think somebody has the foresight of the kahunas to take a gamble on that coaching approach?
No. And you've got to be a very brave man or brave board member because the Walker boys... If you sign them, they're not going to... And I know what they're like. They're definitely not going to... What they say they're going to do, they'll do it. So that if they're in the interview process, that this is the way we play, they're not going to go and play like the standard rugby league teams at the moment where you know which teams... They just copy each other, really.
Think about Mick Potter. He's the only... Fun fact. The only player to have won a Dally M at 2 different clubs.
Correct.
Yeah, the Doggies in 84, the Dragons in 91. You know what? He's a really good player, Dragons fan. I loved him playing for my team, but he should have played for Australia, 92. Should have made that squad in the lead up to the 92 World Cup. But Bozo instead picked. He picked Timmy Brasher for the final, but who was the other fullback that played for Australia?
Newcastle. In 92?
Newcastle.
A Newcastle.
Yeah.
So he was from Newcastle. And he played in
for Australia in one of the lead-up games, I think maybe against Huddersfield, one or two of the
Huddersfield.
Newcastle fullback.
In 92.
In 92. One of the initials?
Yes.
BG.
Brett Grogan.
No. Brett Grogan. Brad Godden.
Brad Godden.
Braddy Godden. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the green and gold. Not in a test match, but it should have been Mick Potter's. 0457 736 736. This is going to be a tough game, though. Friday night, for the Tigers, I should say. Injury depleted. They've had the flu run through the camp. But do you believe in the old BBF, Fletchy?
I did many, many moons ago, but I know you're going to come up with a stat here.
No, I don't have one.
You don't have a stat.
Well,
but
a lot of people believe it's real, but the stats show that it's actually not.
It's about 42%.
Yeah, that's right.
Crap stat. Gibbo, that's when you should play that music.
Thank you.
It was, I think it is about 42%. But the Bulldogs, Burton... He looks like he's going to miss it.
Fox is no certainty
either. Fox is going to miss it. And this is an influenza A flu going around, which is knocking people for six.
Luke Thompson might be out too.
He might be out. Well, that brings him back. And I like the Tigers this week.
They've got plenty of outs, though. It's weird that Brent Brooksy. Naden, though, that happened all very quickly, didn't he? He was named before any official statement came out from the Tigers.
So that must have been one of those I've signed only to play under Trent Barrett, because that would have been from the Penrith days. So Baz would have been out there as assistant coach, and it seems to me that he had a get-out clause and he's opted out.
What I read today, it's that he wasn't unhappy at Belmore, but he wanted to play centre and they felt the best chance for him to do that, considering they got a few injuries and a few people out of form at the Tigers was to go there.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I don't mind it. He wasn't happy there. They were happy to let him go because he's a good player. Yeah. Big, big, strong kid.
So the Doggies got a new coach, albeit an interim coach in Mick Potter. Reported today too, Adrian Brashenko from the Sydney Morning Herald says it's Craig Bellamy's extended his time at Melbourne for a year.
Ah, good on him.
So only 1 year though. So the question that follows there, what does that mean for the retention of Cam Munster?
Well, it seems that's the reason why. Mm. He said, right, I'll stay on for one more year. Cam, what do you think? Because they're losing Brandon Smith, obviously. He's gone. And I was thinking that this might be the last year. That's why this for bellyache. But the suggestion that he's staying on for 1 year seems to me that he has grander plans. And the longer he stays, obviously, Cam Munster would stay as well.
Where do you reckon he'll go?
Who?
Cam. Do you think he'll join Wayne?
I don't know. I really don't know. He seems to like it down in Melbourne. It depends how it'll depend how the Dolphins go next year, I reckon.
The reason I bring that up, there's an article that caught my eye in the Courier Mail. This is about the future of Big Day Fifita. And he's talking about his relationship with Wayne Bennett, of course, the Dolphins inaugural coach. And he said, I've got heaps of coaches. I've reached out to heaps of coaches. He talks about his high school coach, my missus, her coach, every coach. I've known Wayne for a long time. He's a good bloke, a good fella. He's there for advice. It's not just Wayne. My school coach is there and goes on about it. If conversations with Bennett, well, I had one, was just about how are you going and how's my family going. He's a good fella. Can't say much about him. He gave me the opportunity to play when I was 18. Pretty much looked after me and my family with a house. It's just like that. So then he was asked, Dave Fifita, about his future at the Titans. He goes, I've got another year and a half here. I'm contracted here until then. So I'm happy and I'm here. I can't see myself going anywhere. You can't predict what happens after 2023, but I'm here until then.
Well, he has to say that. He's there till then because he's on $1.2 million. Yeah. He's not getting $1.2 million at the Dolphins or anywhere at the moment. Good luck to him. It's not you take what you're worth at the time, and the Titans are willing to pay him $1.2. I reckon the Titans would be happy to let him go.
For feeder on that coin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is he got to thrive under Wayne? You wouldn't say no.
Well, everyone seems to thrive under Wayne.
They've got the Lee boys now.
Well, that's right.
Adrian Wawrinka.
Yeah. So I don't. But the 1.2 would be the sticking point because no one's paying that.